In April, Rutland Mayor Christopher Lewis announced plans coordinated with the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program to bring up to 100 Syrians to the city in October. But the proposal is dividing the community. The plan has split the community, not because of the humanitarian issues, but because it was crafted without input from other officials or the public. Alderman Sharon Davis says the community is divided because of what she calls the mayor's lack of process.
Members of the Board of Aldermen and members of the general public felt that they had been disrespected and backdoored in this process totally. And I don't believe that there is any person in this city who does not support a humanitarian effort, but question the thoroughness of looking at essential services, tax dollar impact, the needs that will arise by housing and welcoming these people to our community. Has it been thoroughly processed? And we don't believe it has.
Last Wednesday, the Board of Aldermen held what became a fiery public meeting on the issue. Petitions are circulating in both the city and town of Rutland to put the resettlement plan before voters during the August primary election. Davis says the process to bring refugees to Rutland should stop.
Basically, all they're saying is it's moving forward and they're coming in October. And it just is angering folks that are trying to get on board by getting the answers, and it's not happening, and it's unfortunate.
Pittsford Republican State Representative Butch Shaw is chair of the Rutland County Legislative Delegation. He became aware of the resettlement plans only after the delegation began getting calls from constituents.
My personal concern has been right from the beginning is lack of transparency in the process. And it's also been a concern of several members of the delegation. I have personally been playing catch-up on trying to learn what's going on and trying to sort out fact from fiction.
What do you need to know?
I would like to know what the support system is within the city and what's going to be required of other towns in the county to assist in the support system as the refugees arrive in Rutland City. Actually talked to the mayor yesterday, and he doesn't have the answers that I'm looking for yet, and I'm not sure anybody does.
While some have felt blindsided by the move, there are supporters. Board of Aldermen President William Knott says 75% of the city supports or is neutral regarding the resettlement plan.
A very small percentage of people who would have been against this, no matter how it was presented. There are other people who felt blindsided by the announcement. The representatives from the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program apologized multiple times and made it very clear that the way this was rolled out in Rutland involved several big missteps. And, you know, I certainly believe that we will move forward with this. I certainly think that a year or two down the road, people will have a hard time remembering what all the concern was about.
Not adds there are a number of reasons he supports the resettlement.
Just from a humanitarian point of view, it's the right thing to do. Rutland has had a declining population for decades now. So bringing in new Rutlanders, getting them jobs in our community, having them renting apartments and hopefully a few years down the road buying houses, that's exactly the kind of shot in the arm Rutland needs. Additionally, they'll bring a cultural diversity to Rutland that we currently do not have. They will add to our community in an immense number of ways.
Calls to Rutland's mayor and representatives of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program were not returned. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.